I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Graham Rahal, the youngest driver to win a major motorsports victory. And this is your first year racing in the Indy event. We're here at a pump promotion right before Indy 500, one of the landmark races in the series. Why don't you go ahead and talk about what it's like driving on ethanol, because this is your first year driving on ethanol.
Absolutely. It's in the IndyCar series, we use 100% ethanol, and it's a very efficient fuel. So what we've had to do is basically reduce the size of the fuel tank because of it. And I mean, the engines, especially a turbocharged engine, which we don't use in IndyCar series, but a turbocharged engine makes a lot of horsepower off ethanol, so because it's very clean burning. So it's taken a little time to adjust. Certainly it smells a little sweeter and is a little, less painful than methanol on your eyes, which is what we used to use. But it's a good fuel, and I think that certainly it's becoming more and more popular, and that's what we're here to do.
And you just came from the Champ Series because of the merge and everything. Do you notice any difference in the driving or anything like that, the gas mileage, having just used methanol?
Well, it's completely different in Champ Car. The cars are completely different. The engines are, based methanol-based, but it's a turbocharged engine, so it's completely, it's not really comparable. So, but from these cars, if you compared methanol to ethanol, which they switched to last year, it's definitely a lot more efficient. And so, the old fuel cell capacity would be 34 gallons, and the new one is 22, just because of how much more efficient the cars are.
And you seem to drive on it pretty well at St. Petersburg with that victory. What do you expect for this race?
Well, I think that, I'd like to say that we can win. It's going to be tough for us because we are a transitioning team. But, never count it out. I mean, there's always that chance. I think, if we can finish in the top 10, that'd be a good result for us.
And what about your personal vehicle? Have you started using ethanol at all?
Well, where I live, actually, I haven't found any gas stations with E10 or E85 or anything, but I've got a Corvette Z06, and if there was the opportunity to put it in, I absolutely would, but I haven't seen it around New Albany, Ohio, where I live.
Well, good luck this weekend. Anything you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks, Graham.